Ride-sharing, that's Uber and Lyft, has become the great white whale of state government as groups of all sorts are telling legislators who want to hear it that ride-sharing has to come to New York. Todd Varwerk was in the room to say no. He's the advocacy and public policy director for the Western New York Independent Living Center and says those ride-sharing services aren't available to people like him in a wheelchair. Buffalo Niagara Partnership President and CEO Dottie Gallagher-Cohen says bringing ride-sharing is important to the local business and tourism community.
Not having it makes a statement about our community that we don't want to make. We're the largest city in the country that currently does not have ride-sharing. That makes us look backwards. Number two, I think it's incredibly important for safety. It gets people off the road or not, you know, reduces drunk driving. And three, it really increases access for people to get from point A to point B in a very cost-effective way. I just don't think there's any downside.
Gallagher-Cohen says local business officials receive a lot of complaints from visitors that ride-sharing isn't available, especially from those who fly into Buffalo Niagara International Airport and find getting to Niagara Falls is difficult without Uber or Lyft. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.